Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Armstrong is on the moon. Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon on this July 20th, 1969.
The voice, of course, of Walter Cronkite there announcing the landing on the moon 40 years ago today, July 20th. The host of CBS Evening News, Walter Cronkite, was called the fourth astronaut for the incredible amount of hours he spent covering the space program and NASA, and they were very grateful to him for it, I can tell you that. On Friday night, broadcast legend Walter Cronkite died at the age of 92 after a long bout with cerebrovascular disease. Joining us now in remembering the television news legend and an example to us all in the news business and in broadcasting, Cronkite's former executive producer for CBS Evening News, Sanford Sokolow. Sanford, good morning.
Good morning.
Sanford, you listened to all of these clips. I know you've heard them all weekend long. You've heard them since Friday, the moonshot, Vietnam. I just want you to share what you're thinking about as we all come back to you now for homage and remembrance of a mentor to us all.
Well, certainly we miss him, and we miss his attitude, I think, in a lot of current media practices. And he himself was kind of disappointed in the way the media goes. But you also have to remember that he practiced in a universe in which there was much less competition than there is today. The technology has gotten so dramatic, I don't think even he understood what was going on. The technology has just raced ahead of us. He was dominant in a universe in which there were just two media giants, NBC News and CBS News. ABC News still hadn't matured, and it was that in that universe that he became so dominant. His ratings on the day he stepped down in 1981 were bigger than all three network news shows put together today.
All right, well, Sanford, let's go to a clip of your friend and colleague Walter Cronkite and take the conversation from there.
It seems now more certain than ever that the bloody experience of Vietnam is to end in a stalemate. This summer's almost certain standoff will either end in real give-and-take negotiations or terrible escalation. And for every means we have to escalate, the enemy can match us, and that applies to invasion of the North, the use of nuclear weapons, or the mere commitment of 100 or 200 or 300,000 more American troops to the battle. And with each escalation, the world comes closer to the brink of cosmic disaster.
Sanford, we don't have a lot of time left. Unfortunately, it's brief. But that was Vietnam, of course. Are Americans as in touch with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan now as they were in Cronkite's time? What are we missing in terms of the reporting that Cronkite brought to the table?
Well, we're missing one dominant voice that can tell us really what's going on and lead us. I mean, there are so many voices, and it's so disparate that there isn't any sort of dominant intelligence out there in the media world. Cronkite was dismayed at what he saw in Vietnam in 1968 and came back and shared it with the American people. That sort of thing can't happen in the current media world.
24-hour news cycle. Sanford Sokolow, former executive producer at CBS for 32 years, longtime colleague and friend of Walter Cronkite. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.